fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 10th day of August. The purpose of today is to stock up, get a case of the reusable canning lids. You can use them yourself. Your friends and relatives can use them. Be a great barter item, because during a long-term crisis, canning food will become really popular. Regular canning lids can be used one time. They can't be used twice. The reusable canning lids can be used dozens of times, which will last for dozens of years. That's be a great investment, quite frankly. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Grady Gupton. Grady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocketeers. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture, listen carefully, we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke, rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. We have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment, and it'll be Labor Day in less than a month, and winter's not too far away. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
And I should mention, Brady is a veteran of the U.S. Submarine Corps, which makes him a submariner, doesn't it?
Something like that. I generally prefer other terms that are probably less available to go out on the radio, but, you know, that's just the military for you.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, Brady, it's been a challenge. You're at the factory basically 5 days a week, even though the workers only there 4 days a week. In football, you would be called the monster man, the guy who goes wherever he's needed. And that's pretty much what you do there. Mm-hmm. You go wherever you're needed, don't you, sir?
Yeah, it really is. It's just something about my personality. I've done it in recreation. I've done it most of my life, even in the military. It's like submarines. It's you have the job that's like, stitched on your sleeve, that you go to school for and stuff. But then you get there and you basically have to crack open all the engineering books and look at every last aspect, to stay a submariner or to become one officially. You pretty much have to be able to draw every system on the boat, create wiring diagrams, talk about how the nuclear reactor works, how the trash disposal works, and you pretty much have to do whatever it is that needs doing. And you know, that's something I always found interesting. And then, you know, it's like, yeah, I was a sonarman, but I was also the deck division assistant leading petty officer. And then on my second boat, I was also like the IT guy, work center supervisor, you know, and those are all just sort of collateral duties. And when you're on a submarine, pretty much everyone has those kinds of collateral duties. And, you know, it's just, yeah,
plus
it's
just... Plus a bonus in the modern age on submarines, you have to ignore 1 million years of human development and pass so close to attractive young women and that you cannot possibly do so without touching them, and ignore your basic instincts as a healthy adult male, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things, you know, it's like there's a joke, 100 guys go down, 50 couples come up. But you know, it's so close on a submarine that you get very comfortable with yourself and other people.
I've been on a submarine just as a tour, as a visitor, as a guest, and the passageways. Now, when you pass one person, passes another. These passageways are what, about 2 feet wide or so?
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty small, but you know, if it's uncomfortable on a, you know, like taking a tour of some decommissioned old boat, just imagine what it's like when, you know, you're getting shot at, there's a fire and you're having to carry a fire hose, while wearing, you know, there's not a whole lot of air on a submarine. So like right. Fires are actually a really big deal, right. On the LA class that I was on, you know, a trash can fire could consume all the oxygen in 8.5 minutes. And so, but one of the things I had to do for my qualifications is I had to basically start at the front of the boat and then make my way all the way to the back of the boat while wearing a hood over the emergency air breathing mask on my head, which is essentially, it's like a gas mask, but it has right. like a 4-foot hose, and then you plug it into an airline, like at an auto mechanic shop, and you pretty much just, you have this like little 4 or 5 foot little pigtail attached to your belt, and you pretty much have to, you know, blindfolded go from like the front end to the back end of the ship or boat. And yeah, it is you know, it's one of those things, you have to do all of that stuff while carrying, you know, things like a fire hose or some other kind of emergency equipment. You know, a lot of times, sometimes even doing it in like the firefighters, FFEs, the firefighting right. outfits. Right. So it gets really small, really quick. And you learn to just sort of get past everything. And anyone who's ever been on one can tell you that, yeah, it's living space is an afterthought. So why anyone thought it would be a good idea to go co-ed on a submarine is they're just not thinking, or they have some other agenda that they're trying to push.
Oh, they do have another agenda, and that's to degrade the military capability of all branches of the U.S. military. Well, I think we've addressed that sufficiently for people to get a bit of an education. Well, 2 years ago now, in August 2021, we were struggling to meet demand of these tows, weren't we, sir?
Yeah. You know, we had closed down the old factory while moving to the new one. And, yeah, it was taking some time to get up. We had to do some building repairs first. We had to, move equipment that weighs too much to fit in the back of a pickup truck. You got to have special equipment, and it's also highly precision, so you can't drop it. So you got to have some more money spent that way. It was a big deal. It took us a number of months to come online and start producing at full speed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, these stoves are available for sale at my website. I just dropped a check in the mail to from one of my listeners yesterday. You'll get it in a day or two. And this is a time of year when people start thinking about getting ready for winter, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah, we've definitely been getting some inquiries. Some people, okay, I'm interested, but what do I need to do? You know, I want to do this, but, you know, X, Y, Z. And, yeah, it's definitely the time where people are starting to think about You know, all I can say is, you know, we make the world's best wood heating apparatus on the planet. So
it is. There's nothing else that even comes close when it comes to the efficiency, the price, the simplicity. No electronics that can go bad, which the stoves that come close to what we do within a couple of percent, within a, you know, tenths of a percentage point, they have electronics, which an EMP would quickly fry those, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's assumed. I mean, they're all made in Taiwan or West Taiwan to begin with. So, you know, how long are they going to last even if without an EMP? But, you know, it's certainly something like that would definitely shut them down. You know, the other ones use a catalytic combustor on the second half of the burn stage, which is essentially making heat that isn't really going out to the stuff. And it doesn't make sense. It's like, why not just burn it right the first time, which is what we set out to do and what the Liberator does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, at my website, you'll find the Liberator rocket heaters. The standard color is a satin black, which is the one in my living room is. There's three alternate custom colors that are available. And if a person wants to spend the money, they can get any color they want. I happened to be in the factory when that one was painted a brilliant gold, and it was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely an attention getter. It stood out. You always knew where that one was.
The satin black in my living room, it's there, and you can obviously you can see it, but it doesn't jump off the side of the wall like this gold one does, does it?
No, it was something else. But, you know, hey, it was something that we had available to us. And so, you know, we had a customer looking for something very special. And I was like, well, I mean, we got this here kind of as a joke. And they were like, what, really? I was like, okay. And so we got some paint in and painted a heater up. Oh, it was something. So,
of course, this is very special coatings that will withstand temperatures in excess of 1,000 degrees, aren't they?
3,000, actually.
3,000?
I'm sorry. So the ceramic paint we use on the inside is designed to handle up to 3,000. The paint on the outside, I think, is its temperature design is 1,700 degrees Fahrenheit, something
like
that.
Well, regardless, this is very special high-tech coating, isn't it?
Oh, extremely. They actually use different kinds of coatings for the different colors. I'm not exactly sure of the chemistry behind it. Haven't really looked into it. But they send it to us, and it makes them pretty. And we were like, hey, maybe some people will want that. So that's what we did.
And now, we use a private shipping company to ship these things. And a young lady, she's at my meetup a couple of weeks ago. She's interested in buying one, and she was really happy to find out that she lives in down by Fort Linderwood, that if she drives to Bourbon, Missouri, which is not that far a drive, she can pick up the stove and save $300. And that's true of everybody, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had one guy do it last week, and, you know, there's, you know, Fort Linderwood in particular is not that far. Last year I was pretty much making that drive every day. So, you know, it's definitely one of those things. You know, we've even had some people who had a customer that was, he traveled around. I think he was based out of like Iowa or somewhere in the Midwest, but he basically traveled around like seven states. And so he just said, hey, I'm going to be around, You know, just sit on it for a week or two. And then he gave us another call and was like, hey, I'm going to be in on Tuesday. Can I come pick it up? And we were like, yep.
Now,
here it is.
Another feature of the Liberator rocket stove is the following feature. You have your choice of burning either wood pellets or regular firewood. It's the only pellet burning stove that we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood, isn't it, Brady?
100%. It is, you know, we originally, when we first made these things, it was just burning wood, burning sticks. And, you know, some people were like, hey, you know, that's nice. And it puts out a lot of heat. But, you know, I'd like to be able to pretty much just stock it up and let it burn overnight in the middle of winter. And we were like, yep. All right. And
well,
so
that, That conversation, Sky and I had that, Sky Huddleston, the CEO of the company, we had this conversation, and he's saying, well, John, you can put pellets in it, and it'll burn for 4 hours. And I said, Sky, people don't want to get up in the middle of the night and put more pellets in the stove. You need to fix that. So he invented the pellet hopper. Now, my pellet hopper that is right here at the other end of my living room, a 50-pound bag of, it was a 40, a bag of pellets will last 24 hours in my furnace. And I got my winter stock on the porch under cover, ready to go. And the bags of pellets, despite the heavy plastic bags, they need to be protected from the elements, don't they?
Yeah, they're... it's one of those things. I mean, they are essentially a recycled waste product. The fine wood sawmills and stuff will gather up all their sawdust and sell it for pennies on the ton to people that dry it, bake it, and compress it into the wood pellets. But they are highly sensitive to moisture, so they are good for cleaning up spills of things like motor oil or something else you don't want, but they primarily you want to keep them dry. I've even had we had a customer last year that was having some issues with the way their stove was operating and burning, and I figured it out. It was based on where they were living was a particularly humid part of the country. They have a 10-year drought, and their humidity finally drops to 78%. And so what we actually did is had them basically open their bags and then move their bags of pellets basically inside near the stove, like people would do for firewood back in the olden days. They would drag some in from the woodshed to set it in a little fire basket right next to the fireplace. Right. And that helps it dry it out. But you need to keep them dry. You need to keep them, from getting exposed to things like snow and stuff like that.
But, that's right. Absolutely. Well, it's really satisfying to help people have an independent life where the power grid does not matter in terms of keeping warm in the wintertime. And people can save a lot of money because you can take things, the twigs that fall off the trees. I have a 3-acre forest here, and the twigs and limbs that fall off the trees, they can be put in a safe and dry storage and used for firewood. I've got about a 3-month supply of those twigs that we cut down. They're typically 2.5 inches in diameter. We got one customer that likes to put bamboo in the feed tube. He cuts it off just where it'll fit below the ceiling, and it incrementally burns down for quite a few hours, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely one way to do it. Something else I've also told people to check out is, especially if they have a little stretch of property that's got some trees on it, is to look into things like pollarding and coppicing, where you'd basically, instead of harvesting wood like they used to, right, where you look for a dead tree, chop it down, chunk it up, you can actually take a young tree and lop it off. Coppicing is when you do it, like inside of a foot above the ground, and then pollarding is when you give it like another 3 or 4 feet. Different species take to different treatment very well, but when the root structure is young and healthy, it'll take a couple of years, but that tree will grow entirely back. But instead of having one massive trunk, you'll actually have 4, 5, 6, depending on the species and how it grows, of these much thinner shoots, which are pretty much perfect for burning in a rocket heater. So, if you've got, a handful of trees that you can pretty much rotate, harvesting one every year, stack it up, let it dry out for a year, then it's pretty much got an endless supply of firewood in less than an acre.
Fantastic. We got a break. We'll be right back.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Radio will be visiting once a week here for the foreseeable future, for months into the future, alerting people, educating people, informing them about the benefits of the Liberator rocket heater. It is the best way to stay warm in the winter if you want to stay warm and save money. Tell people the size and the weight, because they may envision something that's really big. If you
Yeah, it's so, Liberator's actually fairly small. It's, the base plate is about 16 inches by 24 inches. You got some feet that stick out a little bit beyond that for a 20 by 24 footprint. The heater by itself is only about 165. The hopper's just under 40, and with a full 40-pound bag of wood pellets in it, you basically have, just under 240 pounds, sitting on the floor. So I've had people concerned about, if I install it upstairs, the floor in my basement, am I going to have to reinforce the floor? And it's just like, no, it's basically a fat man sitting in a chair. It's pretty much all the weight you need to worry about. Right. So,
and this will fit in the back of a Prius automobile, won't it?
Yes, I have on at least two occasions fit a Liberator and a Pellet Hopper into a Toyota Prius. One of them wasn't even a hatchback. Which means we don't discriminate
against liberals, because it's mostly liberals that own Priuses for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that's a fair assumption. It's You know, definitely out there. You know, we try not to hire people that can't understand facts, use logic or reason, or have some basic reading comprehension, though. So
I know when Obama ran for president, it seemed like every Prius I saw had an Obama bumper sticker on it. But that's kind of a side issue. We have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. A couple of years ago, people were willing to wait 6 and 8 months because they had no choice. And now we do We can do immediate shipment, can't we?
Oh, yeah. you know, I pushed one out yesterday. It was actually, I think it was... That order was one of the very first people that ever got a colored rocket heater, and he, I called him up. You know, he was waiting on it for I think it took us almost 6 months to finally get it out of the or to get up to his order in line. We had been working all the back orders up until then, but called him, said, "Hey, it's ready. Where do you want it to go?" And he said, "Actually, I'm not quite ready for it yet. Would you mind holding it?" And you know, we said sure, and finally called me up and said, okay.
All right. We got a caller here. We got Rod in Illinois. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Brady. Say, I bought one of those heaters last year, and I just wanted to give you a little report. I haven't called in a long time, but I will say to anybody listening, and I'm not a paid shill for your heaters. I'm just a customer and a longtime listener. They do work very efficiently. Minimal ash deposits, good heat comes off of it, very, very adequate. Mm. We use it in our basement. So that's where I spend a lot of my time. Mainly we use pellets last year just because of my laziness. But this year I'm going to try not to buy pellets and just use scrap wood from industrial pallets, because there's so many of them, and I figure why not try that? Nice. We also have wood to use as well, but I will say that it puts off, I think it usually got about 650 on the heat, surface temperature. The tube going out of it, the duct coming out of it, it actually had a good radiant heat, but we have a run of about a foot, and it really didn't get that hot as far as on the going up the chimney. So really a pretty safe heater, I feel, and anybody looking to buy one, I think it's worth the money.
It's more than worth the money.
Thank you.
I mean, and you guys were easy to work with, and when it showed up, it was packed in a crate that was well made, so it could have fell off the truck.
Not cardboard, a wood crate.
No, it wasn't cardboard. It was wood and wooden nails, and it could have fell off the truck and it would have been fine. It's a well-built, American-made piece of equipment. I suppose that's what I was wanting to get to. And anybody on the fence about buying one, it's a good addition to saving some money on your heating bill. I have full plans of running it continually this winter, trying to save, because obviously, like everybody else, our power bills went up. So
that's right. Well, go for it, Rod. We really appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger, Rod.
Hey, I won't. I'm just on day shift now, so I don't get to listen as often as I like to. Okay. But you guys have a great weekend. Okay. Thank you.
And Brady, before you get away, we can safely burn pine and cedar in our stoves, can't we? Because there's no
cool. Absolutely. Stuff. The softwoods and sapwoods are A-okay to put in them. No Prius hook formation.
Brady, thank you for letting you get back to your day. We appreciate it.
We'll have all right, have a good one, John.
Okay, well, Bob Nair break. We're back with Tom Berryhill. Thank you. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's a lot of work keeping a website up to date. As you probably know, my previous webmaster passed away, Tim Spencer. He'd been my webmaster for many years in January. My new webmaster is a very bright young man and helping us keep the website squared away. It takes a lot of work. Typically several days a week to get everything updated and squared away. At my website, you'll find information that will help you learn what's going on in this world. You'll find products that will help you achieve your goals. Say you want to build a log cabin. You want to duplicate what Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, a one-room log cabin, or duplicate the log lodge in Yellowstone. You can do that at thelibertyman.com. Other products, we just talked about one, the Liberator Rocket Heaters, and we got the Harvest-Rite freeze-dried professional quality freeze-dried equipment. And last but not least, we have the energy cleaner, which we're going to be talking about with my friend Tom Berryhill. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Tom. And good morning, Tom, again.
Well, I'm talking, but you're not hearing me.
I'm hearing you now. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Well, Tom, we got a break in the three-digit temperatures here, didn't we?
Yes, and that was very welcome.
Very welcome. I'm sitting here with the windows open. There's a nice, gentle breeze, and life is grand. Well, Tom, we're near the end of the growing season. It'll be Labor Day in about 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks, actually. Those people who use the energy cleaner to improve their yields of fruits and vegetables, they're very happy right now, aren't they?
They are, and some of the vegetables will grow later into the year and continue on with that. And then a lot of people, John, they set the energy cleaner system up in their greenhouse, and they'll continue year-round with that.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking at getting a greenhouse or two here at my place with my wife, Jane. And that's one of the many benefits of owning one or more energy cleaners has. Well, I'll be traveling to Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow. I'll have the energy cleaner hooked up to the car seats on my town car. And that drive will be a lot more pleasant. I'll arrive not dead dog tired, but I'll arrive relatively fresh and ready to go because of the energy cleaner. So we like to start with our disclaimer. You want to go ahead and do that for us, Tom?
Sure. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well said. Well, Tom, it's been a while since I talked to Steve Whitman. Steve's story is at my website. He wrote a very nice testimonial, which became a book, which has since become a revised copy of that book. The title of the book is Winning Life's Lottery. Steve was shot three times with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, twice in the chest, one shot missing his heart by half an inch, the other time in his right hand, almost taking off his index finger. And he gives the energy cleaner and myself credit with having the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe and avoid the fourth and final kill shot, and giving me and the energy cleaner credit for his unusually rapid and full recovery from injuries that could have easily killed him. And that testimony is there at my website that you can read it. That was after I read what he wrote. I said, Steve, you need to write a book. He had never written a book before. So he wrote a book, and the title of it is Winning Life's Lottery. That became a series of novels that he's now, I think, written about seven or eight novels. I've lost track of how many. Mysteries, typically they're mysteries, well-written. He's become a great writer. I visit with Steve and his wife, Linda, in their home. They have two homes, one in Florida, the other in Massachusetts. Great people. Steve suffered a stroke about a year ago. I've been working with him and his wife to implement the energy cleaner as part of his healing and recovery process. So I need to catch up with Steve and see how he's doing, Tom. But his story is certainly miraculous, isn't it?
It is, John, and I'll tell you what, everything was, it was just difficult to believe he made it through what he had to endure with that injury.
That's right. So, anyway, he gets the energy cleaner because he suffered a back injury before he was shot. He recovered from that to the point where he started lifting weights again as a hobby. And there was a bonus. His wife, Linda, had been a aerobics instructor. She loved doing the aerobics instruction, and she contracted lupus and had to stop doing what she loved to do, which was the aerobics instruction. So she's sleeping on an energy cleaner signal, and twice a year the doctor doing a blood draw to see where the lupus was. They did the blood draw a few months after she was sleeping on an energy cleaner signal, and they said, Linda, we can't explain this. We can't find you ever had lupus. It's just simply not there. It's gone completely. That was a real bonus, wasn't it, Tom?
Yes, and that really is. The energy cleaner has helped quite a few people with degenerative diseases, and lupus is one of those. We've had some amazing results with that, and I've heard from people over the years telling us about their success with those types of health issues. So it's worth a try, no matter what you're trying to do. It really is worth trying.
Well, I like to. We have new listeners every week. I was on with Doug Hagman, my usual monthly appearance show with Doug earlier this week. So we have new listeners that don't barely know who I am, don't know who Tom Berry is, never heard of the Energy Cleaner. So I like to tell people, first of all, what the Energy Cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. Energy Cleaner is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box with a nice carrying handle. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. It has one place to plug in one wire, which ideally goes to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green back and forth, and it puts out an electrostatic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, which converts sluggish cells that aren't working properly to, once again, healthy, normal cells, don't they, Tom?
That's exactly right. That's what happens. And when you energize those sluggish cells, they will start to pump out the waste materials and the toxic materials, and they'll take in fresh nutrition from the bloodstream, and they start to work properly again. So it's just a great way for healing many different issues.
It is. Absolutely, it is. And we have Energy Cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm getting a fresh shipment of mattress pads, I believe, today. I have one back order waiting for a California King. My distributor, I don't know who they hire in a warehouse, but the order for California King became an order for king size pad, so I didn't have what I needed for this one customer who's been patiently waiting for a couple of weeks. But ladies and gentlemen, if you place your order, I will get that order out typically the next business day, since I have everything in stock and inventory ready to go. Of course, I do something that your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do, whether it's a doctor or a dentist, and that's offering a 90-day money-back guarantee. Doctors and dentists couldn't do this. They'd be out of business pretty quick, wouldn't they?
That's true, and they never will do something like that. I would find it hard to believe anybody could get a doctor to offer a money-back guarantee.
I know my friend Tim Spencer, he asked in a rather joking manner his doctor if there was a money-back guarantee in whatever it was they were offering. They took it very seriously, and they showed him where the door was. So it's not a light or happy topic among medical professionals to even consider a money-back guarantee, is it, Tom?
No, they will never go there. They'll try something different each time. If your wallet's thick enough to cover it, they'll just continue on with different medications till they find something that works. But you have to deal with all the repercussions of all these different medications. That's a very difficult thing for your body to handle.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. Well, Tom, I'll be talking to Diane Zerger again soon. Hopefully she can come on in a week or two. She's a busy lady now. She's retired. I know the retired people I know, they seem to be busier than ever. Isn't that your experience?
Yeah, I knew one guy years ago, and he said once he retired, his wife was on his back constantly. He had to do this, had to do that. He said, I had to take another job just to get an eight-hour break.
That's not unusual. It's pretty typical and pretty expected. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Energy Cleaner is available for sale at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, American Express. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there for you to make use of to send a check or money order. Plus, I have a toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. The mattress pads I offer, they vary in price. We have twin, full, queen, king, California King be delivered today. I don't sell very many of those. The handy travel size, and the micro plush throws, which are really handy. The micro plush throws can be used on your bed, your recliner, your sofa, your car seat, your work seat, giving a lot of flexibility and options there, don't they, Tom?
It's true. I mean, that's a wide variety that will cover almost anybody's needs for setting up their Energy Cleaner system.
That's right. So just be sure and do that. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. You'll be very glad you did. Something we hear a lot, I hear and you hear both, is men and women who regret the fact that they were in denial. And denial is not a river in Egypt. Denial is a human characteristic, a human response that we know and we expect to see all the time, don't we, Tom?
Yes, that's true. And I've
and procrastination. Denial and procrastination.
Yeah, that's right.
And even Tim Spencer, I provided him an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. He still waited 2 weeks. He always regretted for the rest of his life the 2 weeks of increased energy, reduced pain that he could have had and didn't have. And we hear from customers, oh, I waited a month. Oh, I waited 6 months. Oh, I waited a year. And I regret losing that year of productivity, of fun and enjoyment they could have had, don't they, Tom?
That's true. It's happened many times over the years. I've been making these for 23 years, almost 24 years now. So they've been on the market for a long time. Plenty of time there for people to try it out, check it out, see how it works for them, and plenty of feedback for all those years, John. So we've had many success stories relayed to us by people with various health issues that have regained their health by using the energy cleaner.
That's right. That's right. Well, as one gets older, these aches and pains tend to be more frequent and more severe. I've noticed that myself. And injuries don't heal as quickly. But the energy cleaner helps in all these areas. And what are you waiting for? You know, I get back. I sell 500 plus a year. Tom keeps me supplied. He's doing a stellar job in getting all the pieces necessary, including the computer chips. And about one energy cleaner quarter gets returned to me. I always like to talk about the one that I open up the box from returned energy cleaner. The stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner can do a lot. But if you think you can have a lifestyle where your diet consists of diet soda and Doritos, you're wrong. We can't fix something that's broken, can we, Tom?
No, not at all. You do have to clean up your diet and get those snack foods out of your diet, get some proper nutrition. And I think that, along with the energy cleaner, I think many people, if not all of the energy cleaner users, could really benefit and regain their health. At any age, John, it's never too late. People have asked me, do you think it's too late? You know, they're trying to help a friend or a relative who's in their late 80s, and I always tell them, if the person is still breathing, then it's worth trying it out for them. And there's been quite a few success stories, people that were literally on their deathbed and coming back and having, you know, several more years to enjoy themselves. And also for pets, John, I remember the lady from Tulsa or Oklahoma, it's either Tulsa or Norman, Oklahoma. I don't remember because I talked to several people. That was at the health fair that we had in Fayetteville, Arkansas many, many years ago. And she traveled there with her son to tell me about her little dog, Cocker Spaniel, that she loved this dog very much. And the dog couldn't urinate and had kidney problems and just was barely surviving. And they put the dog in that energy cleaner pad, and within a day or two, the dog started acting normal again. And she traveled to that fair with her son just so that she could talk to us about the energy cleaner and how it helped her so much with her dog. Show me a picture of the dog. And her son was just standing there smiling. He said it was the most amazing thing he ever saw. So the dog that the veterinarian wanted to put down was still alive, and that situation was about a year behind them. So the dog was still doing good for another year, and who knows, maybe the dog's still alive. I don't know. But that was many, many years. That was in 2000. I think that was around June of 2006. I believe
right.
That.
Well, we've had women who have not had a menstrual cycle for 8 and 10 years, started having menstrual cycles again. I know myself, I have to go to the barber every 2 weeks. My hair grows so fast. My nails, fingernails, and toenails grow twice as fast as a normal human being. Rapid hair growth and nail growth is a clear sign of improved health, isn't it, Tom?
I would think so, yes. Very true.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what are you waiting for? There's a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Just go for it. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, we got a caller and holder. We got Rob in Mississippi. Almost out of time, Rob.
Hey, John. Earlier you were talking about prepper tips and doing canning and the lids and all that.
Right.
I, I want to say I do a lot of experimenting being a prepper, because you have to use your stuff in order to know what you're doing and to make sure it works for your application. Anyway, I've reused the metal ball and purlins 3 times so far, and I'm working on my 4th time. And I just want to put out to the public that they are reusable. And when it comes down to it, you don't have any more, can't get no more, don't be afraid to try it. Just thing is, do not deform your lid in any shape, and also to put infections when you open your food you have put up.
Right. Well, you have to make sure that they function. You got a good tight seal, don't you?
Yeah, and you can tell that when you bring them out of the canner. You know,
right.
Make sure they've sealed up, and if they haven't, put them back in, or maybe just throw the lid away, get another lid. So,
and the,
you know, it's always been a misnomer that they're not reusable, but they are.
And of course, the brand of canner that needs no gasket seal is the American brand, isn't it?
That's the one I use. You gotta have the good stuff.
That's right. Don't mess around with anything else. Get the good stuff.
I've also used Tatler reusable lids, and
right.
They work good, but I have a higher failure rate with those compared to the old style metal lids, but they are reusable.
That's good to know. Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. We're listening.
Okay. Tom, thanks for being with us. We'll talk tomorrow morning about emergency survival communications in ham radio, won't we, sir?
Yes, sir, John. I'll be ready.
Okay. Well, that's one of your passions. It's been one of your passions for more than half a century when you were a teenage boy in St. Louis County, Missouri, surprising your parents with the things you were learning as a youngster, weren't you?
That's right, John. In fact, my first ham license was issued on... tomorrow. It will be 56 years. It was August 11th, 1967. So, had it for, I believe that makes it 56 years. Yep.
Well, I was home on leave, getting ready to go to Vietnam in about 2 weeks in August of 1967. Yep. Celebrating my 20th birthday.
Wow.
I turned 20 2 weeks before I went to Vietnam. Yeah, I was looking up what the price of a new Jaguar was. Is now $115,000, because I'd walk down the street with enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar in Vietnam by myself.
Yeah,
that'll get your attention. That'll get your attention.
Yeah, no kidding. Right, you told me that story. That's amazing.
Yeah. It gave me an attitude. It served me well all these years. Well, Tom, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. We look forward to talking to you in the morning.
Okay, John, I'll be there.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.